Welcome back. This is Ariel. This podcast is for teenagers and adults because we're all having this same exact issue. We put all this pressure on teenagers, you guys, or young adults, to succeed. You've got to succeed. You've got to pick the right college. You've got to pick the right career. If you don't go to college, you've got to pick the right job. And you can't mess up because it's so important. And I disagree, of course, as you can tell by my voice that I'm using to describe this. Because as adults, through our whole lives, we're still having that much pressure on us to make the right decision, whether we should get divorced or stay married, and what about the children, or have children, or no children, or take this job, or move our entire families across the United States or not. I mean, we are always going to have these big decisions. So I want to talk about how to make them. How do you do it? So as a young adult or a teen, the first mistake is to look around and see what everyone else is doing. That has nothing to do with you. The second mistake we make is by listening to our parents and to our friends or relatives who are all telling us what they think we should do. Because being a parent myself of two young adults, we don't necessarily know. We think we might know a good path for you, but we actually really, if we ask ourselves honestly, don't know. Because you know, and you alone know, deep in your soul, deep in your soul light, which sits in the upper chest in the body, that's where the answer is. And it will just be a feeling. It's as simple as this. I like to pretend that we have two t-shirts. One is a smiley face, one's a frown face. You can have a third t-shirt if you want to make things complicated. That's a flat face if you want to. But the point is, if you feel like you could put on the frown face today, it means whatever you're doing is not making you happy. If you, for example, head into school to take a test and you feel good about that test and you've studied and you are ready, and once you finish that test, you are done with that class, you can put on the smile face t-shirt. The point of the shirt is to show what you're feeling in black and white, a simple drawing, simple smiley face or a frown face, because we get in our heads, in our minds, and we make things so complicated. Decisions don't have to be extremely complicated. The best decisions I've ever made are the ones in which I didn't tell one person. I made the decision quietly on my own, took action, shocked everyone, and then told them. And the reason I did this is I knew everyone would question me. Take, for example, the time that I moved across the United States to Denver from West Virginia. I was a single mom in West Virginia. All of my family lived near me. My daughter's father lived near. And I decided I was going to leave my practice there, my energy healing practice, and move west. Why? It was an urge. It was a feeling. I had sort of a plan. I told myself, if in 3 years my business didn't grow in the limited population in West Virginia, then I was going to move out to Colorado. What town? I wasn't sure. How I was going to get started? I wasn't sure. How I was going to make it with the little money that I had? I wasn't sure. But I knew that if I told my family and told my friends and told my people who came for healings, they would all say, "No way, are you crazy?" They would start asking questions. "Well, how much money do you have saved?" I'd be like, $300. They'd be like, "Ariel, you can't do this. Who's going to help you with the kids? How's this going to work? That going to work?" All the fears, all the things that I had already thought of. But when I have a burning desire, a feeling, I just have to do it. I need to do it. Then I jump. So I jumped. And then when I got out here to Denver, I called everyone and told them what I'd done. And at first they were really shocked and hurt, like, "Why didn't you tell us?" Well, because if I had told them, they would have stopped me. Because if everyone is telling us something different than what we feel, we're going to get really confused, and most of us are going to listen to everyone because they sound like they're making sense. But what we have to understand is that the only way to make a decision is from within. The feeling has to be inside. So when I took my daughter college shopping, I had her feel into it. Well, what did it feel like to be in San Francisco? And what did it feel like to be in Seattle? I don't care which school's the better school. What did it feel like to you? Because it's you that's going to have to live there for 4 years by yourself. Do you want to be happy those 4 years or miserable? To me, the purpose of this life is to light up your energy field. I don't care how much money you make, how many people in the world you help. I believe that the purpose of our lives is to create this magnificent energy bubble around us so that by the end of our lives, we don't crawl across the finish line forlorn and depressed and jaded and bitter and torn to pieces, but instead we cross the finish line powerful and bright like an angel. That to me is winning in life. And you can do that 5 million ways. There are so many ways to find that kind of happiness. In other words, the only way to get that kind of energy field is to keep asking yourself that simple question. Does this make me happy or sad? Happy or depressed? Could you put on the smile t-shirt or the frown t-shirt? It's that simple. Because if you continuously, day after day, follow that feeling of the happiness, the next thing you know, you're getting happier and happier, which is more powerful and brighter and lighter. And you might be having a crazy, controversial life that people think is the weirdest path on earth. But as they watch you become happier and happier, they realize, oh my God, he or she's found her path. We were wrong. The path they're taking is turning out to be a success. Because when you're really happy doing something, you create an energy, and everyone wants to be around that energy. They want to be in on whatever it is you're doing, and your business grows, or doors open. The higher your vibration, the more spirit guides and angels are going to be around you. Because they're picking up on that frequency that you're generating, that excitement. So they join in to assist you. They start opening doors for you. They start making really weird, miraculous coincidences happen. Like you happen to be standing in line beside the man who happens to offer you the job of your lifetime. Or you happen to walk into the certain place or go back because you forgot your keys, and there is the woman that you end up marrying. So we ask our spirit guides and angels to move around us right now. We ask them to move in, and we ask them to bring with them a light, and we ask them to put that light into our upper chest, into the soul center. And we ask them to give us that feeling of knowing, that feeling deep inside of us that's just a yes or a no, like this sucks or this is great. We ask them to give us that black and white of a feeling, that strong of a knowing. We ask them to help us to put blinders on so that we don't hear all of the opposing voices that are trying to stop us on our path. We ask that we're able to stay true to our path, that we're able to focus, that we're able to be brave and step one foot in front of the other and just really do it. We ask that we're able to rule out all of the thinking that weighs the pros and cons of whether this is going to be a success or not. And we ask that we're able to come up with our own simple little plan so that we're able to survive along a path that is pulling us along. We ask that we believe in ourselves. We ask that all of the people in our lives were strangers, people that we haven't yet met. We ask that they come forward and they help us. We ask that the spirit guides and the angels use people as guides to come around us, to help us, to show us the way, to give us opportunities. Spirit guides and angels work in mysterious ways. Pay attention. We ask that we do not miss the signs. We ask that we are so aware that when our spirit guides and our angels show us the path to happiness. We see it, we seize it, we take it, we jump. We ask that when we miss an opportunity, we notice the next opportunity. We ask for our team of angels to be around us, our team of spirit guides to be with us on this journey. We ask for an exciting, happy life. Help us to get rid of the picture of what our lives should look like. Help us to get rid of the image of what we've been taught should be our lives. Help us to get rid of all the thoughts that people have put in our minds about what our lives should look like. We ask for happiness. We ask for the bravery to try new and crazy things until we find the thing that makes us so happy. And when that doesn't make us happy anymore, we ask for the flexibility and the flow to be able to make a change again and again and again. We ask that we are unafraid of making changes from the beginning of our lives to the very last day when we die and we have the greatest change of leaving the body and crossing over as a spirit. We ask that we are able to embrace change. And we ask that our decisions are so easy to make that we're able to feel clearly whether it makes us happy or not. And we're able to not question it, but to take action on that feeling. We ask that our lives are this simple. We ask that big decision-making moments are this simple. Help us to find our way. Help us to create a happy life every day, every month, every year, every 10 years. We ask that moment by moment, step by step, we are able to choose happiness. In the name of God, in the name of the light.